This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Sudan and the Democratic Republic of Congo are the world's most vulnerable countries. That's according to a new study out this week called the Failed States Index. It comes from U.S. Foreign Policy Magazine and the Fund for Peace, a think tank based in Washington. They labeled the most failed states based on such criteria as violent internal conflict, severe economic decline, and social disintegration. We've heard much news on Sudan, again number one on the list, but we haven't heard a lot about the second-ranked failed state, the Democratic Republic of Congo. In June, the country will hold its first multi-party election in 45 years. My colleague Alex Chadwick recently spoke with one man who will be a part of that election and his attempt to reverse his nation's misfortunes.
The Democratic Republic of Congo does have plenty to boast about: oil, gas, timber, gold, other minerals. For natural riches, it's maybe number three in the world. But for misery, it's one of the world's least fortunate countries. Civil wars, invasions, disease, and famine. Experts say almost 4 million people have died there in the last decade. So why is a Boston-based physician and naturalized American, Dr. Oscar Kashala, running for president there? Dr. Kashala joins us from Belgium. Welcome to Day to Day, Doctor.
Thank you so much, Alex.
You were born in Congo. You went to Harvard in the 80s for medical school. Now you're a successful physician and family man in the U.S. Why are you running?
So I identify myself as a very lucky person who was born in the DRC. I'm still Congolese, and had the opportunity to finish my studies in Congo as a doctor and come to the United States to train. Every time I go back home, the situation is going from bad to worse. And very, very recently, about a couple of years ago, after working with the governments in the DRC and working also with NGOs, it just became very clear to me that the best way to affect the government would be for myself to really get involved.
Why would a Congolese voter say, well, okay, I'm going to try this guy, even though he hasn't lived here in a while and he's never been in government? He doesn't really know how to deal with the army, how to deal with other nations, that sort of thing.
Yeah, all the Congolese people in the government there, you look around, all the ministers and all these people were nowhere 4 or 5 years ago. I have been involved in fighting the government of Mobutu since I was a student at the University of Kinshasa, and the record is very, very, very clear.
This is a longtime dictator who died several years ago.
That's right. And not only that, but I got involved through my studies at Harvard University and MIT. We built HIV programs in the country and brought to the United States under my initiative. Doctors came to Boston to be trained. Lab technicians came to Boston. We build the infrastructures to do research on HIV in the country.
I just wonder, should you win, that is, what would you do?
We have a vision that the Congo should be really a country that, because of its resources, shouldn't be a country that borrows money, but a country that should be lending money. It should also be the country that provides stability to the whole of Africa. Our plan has four different steps. The first thing we have to do, we have to fight corruption, a real cancer, okay, in the country. And to do it, my government is going to really hire the best Congolese that we have, because good governance starts with good leaders that you can trust. The second thing we have to do, we have to empower our people by providing them with jobs, by providing them with access to health care, by also providing them clearly with the best education that we can give. Congo used to have the best education system back in 1961, so we can do it. And the third thing we're going to do, we have to revamp the economy, to rebuild a real economy, which is going to be based on productivity, because we have a lot of minerals, but also fiscal responsibility. And a good fiscal regulation and fiscal laws in the country is going to make sure that all of the revenues that we produce, that the people of the country will enjoy them. The fourth step will be to increase security so that everybody knows that in the morning when one wakes up, there's a chance that it's going to be bread on the table. The father will have a job. The mother will have a job. That the student will be able to go to school. And the school is going to be, education is going to be universally free for everybody.
Dr. Kashala, may I say that you sound like an optimist and maybe an idealist? And optimism and idealism in the Democratic Republic of Congo have come to hard ends time and again. And I wonder if you and your wife aren't a little afraid at the prospect of what you're doing.
We know that we are dealing with people, you know, who have militias, they have guns, and they have a lot of things that can hurt you. But obviously, the interest of the nation supersedes any other interest. I could tell you, I had my son, Harold, at Mass General Hospital in an intensive care unit for 8 weeks, okay, in a coma induced by drugs by his doctors. But I was able to decide to go back to the DRC and go register for this presidency to leave my son behind. Why? Because my son has access to the best doctors at Mass General Hospital, to the best equipment. But I have many more sons in the DRC and many more daughters in the DRC who have nothing. They really have nothing. They're dying by the bushels. When you look at all this, really, you can't just say, I stay in Boston, I drink my cup of coffee, and I go to my job. I'm the head of thoracic oncology or GI oncology at Millennium, and I do things with Harvard. No, you look and say, how can I positively contribute to a change? Yes, I may sound like an idealistic, but my idealism has been validated, and there is a change coming up to Africa. Just like Johnson Sirleaf is today in Liberia, you know, after thinking clearly that that country has to be changed, she and I went to the same university. We share the same vision that Africa is going to change, and the time has arrived now to put the DRC on the map, to clean up the mess, and we are the people who are going to clean this.
Dr. Oscar Kashala, a Boston-based physician who is running for president of the Democratic Republic of Congo. Dr. Kashala, thank you and good luck.
Thank you so much, Alex, and I look forward to talking to you in the near future.